And then we have the prayer for today. Almighty God, you search us and know us. May we rely on you in strength and rest on you in weakness, now and in all of our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. All the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Would you please be seated? I wonder who or what is important to you. In our gospel reading that we've just heard, we have two of the three lost parables that are only found in Luke. Matthew has the lost sheep, but Luke is the only one that has the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Jesus at this point is still on his journey towards Jerusalem and is still meeting and sharing meals with those scribes. The scribes and the Pharisees think that he shouldn't be. As one commentator put it, they are getting very, very grumpy with him for doing so. But if we just go back a chapter, the final sentence at the end of chapter 14, Luke says, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." So it's no coincidence that Luke then follows that verse with the fact that those scribes, the fact that those who were the scribes and the Pharisees did not associate with, were the ones who were coming to Jesus to listen to him and to hear what he had to say. Which is why we then have the lost parables. So first off, we have the lost sheep. The 99 other sheep are safe, and he knows where they are. Although our gospel reading says the wilderness, it probably wasn't the wilderness as we would think of it. It was just an area of land that was unkept, but they were completely safe. So the shepherd, although Jesus doesn't use the word shepherd, we imagine it was, because who else would be looking after sheep? He goes off to find the sheep that has wandered off. Why? Because every sheep counts. Most of us here don't have a flock of sheep, but we maybe have a pet or a child that has wandered off at some point, and we have had to go search for them. There are countless times I have wandered around in the dark with a torch trying to find a cat that will not come in for anything. Not for food, not for treats, nothing. If you wander past the vicarage about 8:30-ish at the moment, you may well find myself or Laura looking under a car for a cat. I wonder what would have been going through the mind of the shepherd as he was looking for that one sheep. Did they consider giving up? Did they wonder and their mind race as to what might have happened to this one sheep. Did they know exactly which sheep it was that had got lost and were not at all surprised by that fact? Because that one sheep mattered. They mattered to the shepherd. They were important enough to be searched for and found and then brought back to the others with rejoicing that they had been found. Rejoicing. Not grumbling like I do when I'm looking for a cat about how long it has taken to find them. The shepherd didn't moan about the fact that they were covered in mud or thorns, but rejoiced. So much so that others were invited to celebrate. And then we have the lost coin. The coin that the lady in our story lost would have been worth a day's wages. So it's not like us losing a pound coin down the back of the sofa, but more like losing a couple of hundred. In the parable, we're told that she searches carefully until she finds this one lost coin. I wonder where you would look in your house for a lost coin or something that was important to you. Would it be under the sofa or between the cushions? Would you retrace your steps in the hope that you might find where you had placed it down? Would you check the car to see if it fell out in there? Would you search through different bags and pockets trying to find? A few weeks ago, I misplaced my church keys, which is nothing new. And I thought to myself, that's easy to locate. Because, not that I do this regularly, it has a little tracking device on it. So that if I lose them, not saying that I do this regularly at all, I can look on my phone on an app, and as long as the battery is still working, I can hopefully find, roughly, give or take, where it might be. It also plays a little tune as well, which is also quite helpful in trying to locate where it might be in the house. But this time, I couldn't hear it, which made me panic even more. The thought that I was going to have to admit to the church wardens, I have lost my church keys. Not the best start. But I couldn't hear it. I knew it was in the house. The tracker was telling me it's in the house somewhere. Wasn't in the car, made sure of that. But I could not hear it. The reason I couldn't hear it is because I'd left it in my jeans pocket and I'd put my jeans in the drawer and closed the drawer. So the sound was completely muffled by all the other clothes. But I had to retrace my steps as to what was I last wearing when I had my keys last. I put them in my back pocket. Put them in the back pocket of the jeans that were on the side that I'd then put away in the drawer. They're in the drawer. And there they were. In the drawer. I was slightly relieved, I have to say. But if we went round the room this morning, we've probably all got stories of items that we have lost, panicked about, and then found in a ridiculously easy place. Probably where we left it in the first place. We could probably all say about how we felt when we found those items, the relief that it brings. Because we matter to God. Because actually that's what these parables are about. They're about the fact that God loves each and every one of us. And if there was only one person in this church this morning, you would still matter to God. And because we matter, we're important to God. God will seek us out to restore the relationship between us and God. And that brings joy. That brings joy to God. We sang just before our gospel reading, come on and celebrate. And so today is a day of remembering about the fact that we matter to God, to rejoice in that and to celebrate that fact. So if you brought with you today a bag or an item with you, we're going to just say a prayer over the bags and the items. And then for each bag that has been brought, and if you forgot to bring it, it's fine. You can still have a key ring and you can take one with you. Key rings that we found earlier that just say, you matter. It says on the back, the person this item belongs to has been prayed for by Kempton Parish Church. May the Lord bless you and be with you. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.